two, three. Sore losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Eddie?
No.
Venus.
Okay. Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Eddie, and I know the least about the sports. But I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's, don't know the what's what's. Once upon a time, I had Corona. And my favorite football team is the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, your intro doesn't flow. You need to work on it. What's up, y'all? Listen here, Eddie. I'm Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. Right now, I live on the west side of Nashville. But checking my inbox, Bay has sent me five links to five different houses, boys. We might be moving. Over to you.
I don't know what you're saying, Eddie.
I was saying I wanted to read a couple of tweets.
Oh, okay. I didn't. You were pointing to your shirt.
Right. That's the
guys. How you guys just talked off camera was smooth. I would have never known you were doing
no,
that.
No, Eddie. Last second, looks at me and starts pointing at his shirt, and I didn't know what he was saying, so I had to just ask him. But I mean, listen, I wanted to come in and brag about how great Alabama is and how amazing they are. But then last night, James Harden went ahead and just quit on the Rockets. He did something I have never seen done before. He absolutely quit on the Rockets and said, "You guys suck. I do not want to share a locker room with you. I don't want to be on the same floor as you." If I am on the Rockets and we have another game, I am not going to pass James Harden the ball. Because they get smacked by the Lakers last night, and they ask him, "Hey, were you surprised the Rockets didn't make a run?"
"We're just not good enough. Obviously chemistry, talent-wise, just everything, and it was clear. Like I said, these last few games, from the beginning of the game, they were just aggressive. Veteran team, obviously, championship team, and one of the best teams that we have in this league. I love this city. I literally, done everything that I can. This situation is crazy. It's something that I don't think can be fixed. So, thanks."
Wow.
Wow. I mean,
how long has he been with the Rockets?
Let's see.
Why don't you do one of your reports on it? Where are they now? The history of the Rockets and James Harden, Eddie.
Not a bad idea.
Just pull up the Wikipedia. That's usually the research you do.
That's it. That's all I can do.
I couldn't even tell the one time we were like, "Eddie, so where's Maurice Claret been?" And you're like, born 1982.
He's been there since 2012. And he says he's done everything. And we're just not good enough. Really, we're not good enough? You're the one that you're saying we're not good enough. You're the one that shows up to practice late. Does this.
He shows up to practice late?
Oh, yeah. There was a big article. There was a big article about how the culture at the Rockets is James Harden wants to take a practice off. He shows up late. Everybody waits on James Harden because he's always at the strip club. He's there.
The article said that? He's always at the strip club?
Yeah. There's numerous articles out there that he's always hitting the strip club.
Listen, you try to find me on a Saturday night back before I was married, might have probably been a good place to find me, boys.
Into the locker room after this and say, "Oh, what's up, dude? How you doing?" He said, "These guys suck. Get me out of here. I'm done. Like, this can't be fixed. We don't have the talent. These guys in this locker room, they're not to my level."
Maybe they don't. The players don't watch the local Houston channel.
Yeah. Every single player in that locker room has seen this.
Well, they don't watch those channels, but they do listen to this podcast, so now they know.
Did you guys watch News Channel 5 last night here in Nashville?
I did.
And I will hang up in. Oh, you did?
I did. Well, the tweets. Oh. I don't watch the news, but I see the tweets come in.
But James Harden is such. I mean, Houston sports is in just disarray, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everything about Houston.
What about the Raw Dogs?
The Arrows are screwed.
I don't know what you do with James Harden now, because you're going to trade him. They're going to get rid of him. They have to, obviously. But how can you come out and just say, I've never seen people just do this, say my teammates suck. You may think that inside in your mind and you want to ask for a trade, but I've never seen them go into a press conference and just say, my teammates ain't good enough.
Quick question. He played, right?
Oh, he played.
Okay. I was thinking maybe it was the COVID protocol, but I guess he's back now.
He's back.
All right. Did he include himself in that? It kind of seemed like he was. He just said chemistry-wise, just we're not good enough.
You know what I want to see?
He said talent-wise, chemistry-wise, we're not good enough. I've literally done everything I can for the city of Houston. I love it, but this can't be fixed.
So when I play NBA 2K21.
Great example.
And there's
I'll
a player.
I'll do a Sims example next.
Okay, there's a player usually. When you play Rec, this is just a random thing that you join, and then it teams you up with four random people, right? But always, every team that I play on and any team that anyone plays on, there's one or two players that want to be selfish. Take every shot. Drive the lane. Like, just not even worry about passing the ball or taking even an open shot. They take every shot. They're very selfish. So what we do after a quarter, it's just an unspoken rule. We don't give him the ball.
Okay.
I want to see.
I would love this.
I want to see the Rockets not give him the ball. Hey, just one game. I want to see him wide open and then being like, eh, we're good. We'll keep it over here.
Not going to happen.
Why not?
Because he is their offense. I don't know if you guys have watched the Houston Rockets.
But they're not winning
game.
Anyway.
I mean, they're not good enough. He already said they're not good enough. So what difference does it make? They don't have the talent level. They don't have the chemistry. You want to see bad chemistry? I'm going to have you call me out in the media and say we're not on your level. And we'll see how bad our chemistry is.
The answer to that, though, is I don't think there was good chemistry before this comment. So I don't think this comment's going to change anything.
Right. The players now,
you know what I mean?
They know this already. They know he wants to be out. He doesn't want to be there. He's mad. He's upset. He's pouting. He's being a little crybaby. And to go to the media and just, because they traded his buddy, Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook. I mean, come on, Harden. Rockets fans are starting to see the real James Harden. This is what we've been saying. You got it. This dude is not a winner. He's not a winner.
Let me ask this. Him saying this, is there going to be a trade? I mean, usually our podcast is pretty outdated, hence Lunch started it with Alabama. That game was days ago.
Yes, and then he'll post this later in the day.
And then we randomly posted a podcast on a Tuesday when it's usually out on a Monday.
I mean, at 5 o'clock.
Well, it was out on Monday. I just didn't tweet it.
Coach, I love the new way of posting.
Coach,
we late post.
Not bad. Post it without tweeting and do it late. Not bad.
Arnold! No, I see the Big Show does that now.
Coach, do not complain.
No. But won't we post later in the day? And I'm like, do we have a night? Do we?
Don't complain, Coach.
I like it.
But no, I'm just just to the fantasy league, he's going to say, then you do it. And then he's going to quit.
Well, I mean, that is an option. If you don't see it on Twitter, you could tweet it out.
He did.
No. But if you see it not on Twitter, you could tweet it out. But do you? No.
Exactly.
Got him. Exactly.
Well, Coach, what do you mean you got him? I knew that was going to happen.
Nope.
So,
there's
all sorts of trouble in Houston. I don't know what you do, but I've never seen someone quit publicly and just tell them their teammates they suck.
Well, if he said that to us, imagine what he's told him behind the scenes.
Exactly. You got to understand, Coach, when you hear stuff like this, you're the last to know. You are the last to know on all these things. All these news stories that you read all day when you're scrolling up and down, reading tweets and all your reports. Coach, you're the last one to know this. Everyone in their families know this before you read it.
You try to keep it hush-hush and under wraps for as long as possible. Then your family finds out about the potential divorce.
Yes.
Then your kids find out. Then the neighbor finds out. But you're usually going to be, the people on TV, are the last to know.
Correct.
We all knew he was unhappy, but he has never said, hey.
Not to you, not to the media, not to the world. Coach, I'm
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. I'm
sure
if you
ask
you,
Tracy McGrady, is that who he plays with?
Oh my God!
Is the first time?
Did you just hear him? Right?
No.
He asked if Tracy McGrady is still in the Rockets.
Fine. If you ask Yao Ming,
Coach Clyde Drexler, Coach. Hey guys, listen.
He has not gone up to any of those guys in practice and said, "Hey, you're not good enough to be on this team."
Are you kidding me, Coach? When there's a divorce, the man and the woman, or the man and the man, or the woman and the woman, Coach, they know about the divorce before everybody else. So James Harden, what he just told us in that press conference, he said to them all last year, Coach.
More than that, they've already knew the divorce was going to happen way before anyone said anything.
Yes,
you don't think all this stuff is already brewed in that locker room?
I mean, he punched over the gel container, didn't he? It had a bunch of hand sanitizer in the playoffs last year.
Oh, I saw that.
That was part of the divorce.
And that, to me, was rude.
That's when I knew mommy and daddy weren't happy.
During a pandemic, you don't waste hand sanitizer like that.
I understand that the locker room understands he's unhappy, but they have never been said.
You can't say that. Stop it.
By him.
You can't say
suck.
That. Stop it. You don't know anything.
He has not told them, you guys suck. Like, he don't tell
him. Oh, so in practice, he's not like, what's wrong with you? Damn, you suck.
I bet he's a D
in practice. Coach, you know he said that.
No, because half the time he's late and half the time he doesn't show up to practice.
Okay, so when he's late and they do a couple of drills, then he tells them they suck.
I just thought, I'd never seen, it was just shocking to me when he comes out and says that. It was like Kyrie Irving was looking like an idiot, right? I mean, 2 weeks into the season, and Kyrie Irving has already gone Kyrie. And then James Harden said, here, hold my beer. Like, let me show you how to act like
Coach,
an idiot.
Coach, great millennial reference.
Wow, hey, that's so good.
You on fire. I mean, yas.
What?
Yas, queen. Hold my beer.
Kyrie Irving, he sits out because of personal reasons. Doesn't say what those personal reasons are, which is fine.
He was partying with his family. Exactly. And confetti was in his.
That is what I am saying. Okay, look, we won't cry if there's something really serious going on and you need to take time away. You're a human being. You have family issues. Mm-hmm. So maybe someone. But then he's at the club with his family with no mask on. And Kyrie doesn't want to comment. He doesn't comment to even the coach doesn't know the personal reasons that he's out. He just all of a sudden on Sunday was out. So he's out all this week. And Kevin Durant has to be sitting there going, why did I leave the Golden State Warriors to come team up with this absolute knucklehead? Kyrie is a problem everywhere he goes. He got the coach fired last year, and we're 2 weeks in the season, and Kyrie has gone Kyrie freaking Ree.
I agree. But Kyrie does win championships.
He does? How many?
One, right?
That's not championships.
Delete the S off of that and then correction it to championship.
And you would say LeBron got him there, and what has he done since then? When he wanted to be the big bad guy on the block and he wanted to lead his team. He's done nothing but become a cancer in the locker room, just like he was in Cleveland, he was in Boston, and it looks like he is in Brooklyn.
But listen, in Brooklyn, let's be real. Everybody makes the playoffs in the NBA, so as long as they figure it out in the next 5 months, they're good. Because do they still have a guy by the name of Dinwiddie?
Yeah, he's hurt.
Oh, never mind then. Scratch that.
Well, but I mean, he'll be back, but
they also have the guy that's from Texas. A big
Jared Allen.
He is good. I'm telling you, they have the nucleus to make the playoffs. Figure it out for a couple months in the playoffs, and you win the championship. They can do that. You really don't have to have the best marriage to do. I don't know. Build a big house, buy a nice car. Who the hell knows
but
the analogy?
Right now, we are supposed to be getting to see the Nets form. They're supposed to be forming something the first time they have KD on the court.
Why are you
get
yelling?
That chemistry.
Why are you yelling?
Listen, they're winning.
They won last night. You know, they beat the Nuggets. Great. But what I'm saying is it's unbelievable how Kyrie, everywhere he goes, crap follows him because he just brings it on himself. And if it was personal reasons and something serious is wrong, I want him to take care of that. But it just looks so bad. The next thing you know, he's at the club and he doesn't tell the coach why he's out. Doesn't tell anybody. Just says personal reasons. And the next thing you see is pictures of him at the club. It's Kevin Durant's going, I got myself into a mess
a
over
mess,
here.
But a mess can still potentially clean up enough for once the mom and dad come home on a Monday after the party to get it by. And they're going to get by. They're actually a great team. Now that I know this, they had no KD and they had no Kyrie last year, and they were awesome with LeVert. LeVert is a star. They have one of the better lineups. The Lakers suck. Excuse me, pardon my French. They won by 25 last night.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
But, I mean, the Spurs whooped up on that ass. Like, the Lakers have got just, I don't know if LeBron's as cutthroat as he used to be. Anthony Davis is the scorer on the team. The Nets are easily top three in the NBA. And I will hang up and I will listen.
Oh, man, that's a bold statement. I think if Kyrie gets his crap together, they can be. But right now, no.
They are good. Right now, we're worried about Kyrie, and the Rockets suck. The Rockets are donezo. They have major issues with Harden. I think the Nets, get Kyrie back on the court. What did he did a birthday party and a party? Who gives a rip? Get him back on the court. He'll be fine. He's missed a week and a half. They're 500.
But what I'm saying.
What the?
Oh.
Arnold.
Did we get a call?
Hold on,
we got a caller on the line. Go ahead, where are you from?
That was an email, a live read email from Abby. Abby on the Big Show. She sent me Tell Me Something Goods, and I will hang up and listen.
We'll read one of them. Hey, can we talk about this?
You want to talk about that?
I do.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Coach, what am I pulling up?
Chase Claypool, after their bad loss to the Browns, right? He tweets... Bad lot. Or did he tweet this? What did he say? Is this a quote?
Well, at least get it right,
on
Coach,
TikTok.
If you're going to quote a man.
On TikTok, he says, bad loss. But the Browns are going to get clapped next week, so it's all good.
What an idiot.
And there's also audio with that, Coach.
Well,
we've
got to
be better on the audio front.
Coach, literally, we finished the back now. 2 minutes ago.
Do
you want to get the audio?
I get pulled up in 2 seconds.
When did you find that?
If we hired Arnold for $20,000 a year, which would have taken a little bit out of our pocketbook, he would get us the audio and we'd be a lot smoother, boys. And I'm telling you.
Well,
that,
when did you find that quote, Eddie?
Right now.
No. Oh, I bet he deleted
right
it.
Now?
Yesterday?
I think he deleted it.
So you could have got the audio yesterday?
Who, me?
Yeah.
You want me to get the audio?
Hey, I think.
Me.
You could have sent it to Ray.
You want me to get the audio? Or what I'll do next time, I just won't even bring it up.
I hope he didn't pull it.
No, you just said, when would you...
Why do we need audio of a dude saying bad loss?
Because it's a radio podcast, Coach.
Because you just said, when would I have gotten the audio?
Coach, yeah. If it was a
video... And so I said yesterday, because that's when you saw it, and you go, oh, well, the next time I just won't even do it.
Coach, as a news reporter, it was a huge crime downtown, and you went down there.
Yes.
Are you going to show the picture of a wall, or are you going to show the true crime that happened?
Well, one time I went on a bad, bad car accident. It was a fatality car accident.
Oh, Coach.
And I didn't know the rules, but I shot the body. I mean, I was like... You know, like the grossest murderous movie that you've ever seen, how graphic that gets, that's what I thought I was supposed to shoot. It was one of my first shoots ever in news. And I come back and the editor, he's like, what the hell's wrong with you? He's like, we can't.
And you thought you did a good
I was like, dude, look at those shots. I mean, it's perfect. This tells the viewer exactly what happened. And he's like, you're out of your mind. We're not airing this. There's blood in every shot. And I was like, oh, okay. So to answer your question, Ray, no, you don't always shoot the bad part.
Listen, you're not going to show a guy standing there with his pants down when you're talking about a house fire, and you're going to play audio when you're talking about Chase Claypool. And I'll hang up.
You know, a bad loss, but Browns are going to get clapped next week, so it's all good.
Great, guys. That added so much more.
Coach, there's a guy in his truck right now that appreciated that, and you know what? He just said we're his best podcast. Thank you, Truck World. Thank you.
I mean, how dumb does he sound?
I mean, he sounds like just a young dude NFL.
Yeah, honestly, looks like a Twitch stream that he's playing video games and he just
says he does look like he's in his gamer chair.
I mean, literally, Coach, it sounds like how old is he, 25?
22, maybe, 21?
22-year-old dude talking crap. Great. Gares.
But you can't talk trash.
Yes, you can.
No, they just whooped you. They eliminated you from the playoffs. So even if they lose this week, they ended your season. So you can't say, oh, it's all good. They'll get clapped next weekend.
They will.
No,
they're going to get double clapped.
They will.
Coach.
They'll clap, clap, clap. Maybe three claps.
And bup.
But he sounds like he just sounds dumb, man. Like, you don't go, oh, well, it's okay because they're going to lose next week. No, they beat us. That sucks. I mean, I hope they lose next week.
Says
but
who?
Listen, when we lose in the ratings, the caller daddy, what do you think I say? I say next week, we'll clap that ass.
No, you're going to do it. Not going to let someone else to do your work. That's You were not good enough to beat them, so you can't talk trash to them.
Listen.
Oh, I got you.
We get beat in the ratings by Caller Daddy. I say, you know what? Next week, Mike D's movie, Mike, he's going to clap that, and I'll hang up and listen.
I don't get that one.
That's what I'm saying. He can't talk trash because he can't do the work. If they were playing again next week and they had a chance to beat him, okay, I get it. But no, you lost, so you can't be like, oh, well, then Big Timmy over here is going to take care of it for me.
Correction, though.
Who's Big Timmy?
Tim Duncan?
Not just Big Timmy, whatever.
Coach, what is this weird fantasy you have of this Big Timmy guy?
Tim Tebow?
No, just what I'm saying is he looks like an idiot saying, oh, don't worry, the Chiefs will take care of what we couldn't take care of. You can't rely on someone else. If you're going to talk trash, you need to do it yourself.
I mean, he can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, and look stupid doing it.
That's fine. I don't care 2 cents. He's a really good receiver, though.
Right, and you don't give 2 cents, but you brought it up like you had something
I figure you would get exactly how you just got 2 seconds ago.
Boys, I got a 3rd cent over here. So what are we seeing about the Steelers? They do trashy stuff. You got Juju's dancing on the logo. That's where he did his TikTok dance. Mm-hmm. And now Claypool, after the fact, say you're going to clap. Mm-hmm. The Steelers, that's just how they roll. And then you got audio randomly coming out of Big Ben where he goes, man, I'm sorry. We should have won it for you. You're my defensive back of the year.
Historically, the Steelers have always been that kind of team, right? You know, the ones that are always just like getting in trouble and getting, you know, they'll say whatever they want. People hate them. The whole country hates them because of their attitude towards things.
Who?
I don't know. Maybe I just made that up.
I don't know that any of them talk trash. Hines Ward, he didn't talk trash.
Well,
he just went out there and beat ass.
Paul Amalu?
Bradshaw.
Coach, great reference.
Terry Bradshaw.
Coach, why don't you
just
go with...
I had media back when Bradshaw played.
Maybe not.
Coach, you should have gone with an Ice Bowl reference.
Franco Harris.
Oh, my God.
Franco Harris. Hey, what happened...
It was a cold day on the...
I love that crap, Coach. NFL Films? I love it.
I'm
it happens on Sunday.
I mean, I love Eddie's narrative. All of America hates the Steelers because they talk so much trash.
I'm going to speak for all of America right now. I think we all hate the Steelers.
I think all of America hates the Cowboys more than they hate the Steelers.
Not true at all. Coach, what happened with the Texans?
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you brought that up.
Coach, I got the rundown
that's
right in front of me, Coach.
Great segue, Arnold.
You wrote a script for me. I'm freaking reading it.
I mean,
hey, Coach, so Rockets? What is going on with the Texans?
So what has happened with the Texans is Deshaun Watson is very unhappy and may want his one way out of Houston. He may want another team because of how they handled their hiring process of their new GM.
Whoa, in Houston again?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's going on down there, Houston? Hey, Joshua Martinez, what's wrong with your teams, buddy? Come on. What's Aaron Merrick? Aren't you going to tweet me now and tell me how wrong I was about James Harden? So what happened is...
What did you just read?
I have no idea what you just said.
Those are all the Rockets and Texans fans that hit us up on Twitter.
Okay. You combined them all into one.
You know all those people?
Cool. Joshua Martinez is the one that won the Eliminator last year, and Aaron Merrick is one that always gets mad at me for my Rockets takes.
Great.
So...
Take him out to dinner.
Can't COVID.
Got him. This is the clapback.
Deshaun Watson was, they said they were going to ask for his input when it comes to hiring.
He's going to putt?
Into the hiring process. So they talked to him and he said, I really want Eric Bieniemy, the OC for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Well, the Texans hire this firm to do, you know, research and recommend people that they should hire for their GM position. And they gave him like four candidates or five candidates that they think should be the finalists. And the Texans said, thanks for that. We paid you hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they just, boom, went and hired a New England Patriot guy. Cool. Then they conduct head coaching interviews. And they conduct all these interviews after they ask Deshaun Watson his opinion because they want to keep him happy and they want to keep him a Houston Texan. And who is the only damn one they don't interview?
JJ, what?
No, Eric Bieniemy. The one coach Deshaun Watson said he wanted to be the head coach.
Wow.
They asked his opinion, and then they just go and they don't even interview the guy. They don't even request a chance to interview him. Mm. They don't ask the Chiefs for permission to interview Eric Bieniemy. So Deshaun Watson is pissed. He is pissed, and he tweets, some things never change. And there's reports he's going to demand a trade. He wants out of Houston. And Andre Johnson, the Houston Texans legend,
saw this,
tweets out, Houston Texans.
I read it, and I want to see how my memory is if I remember the quote. He said, Houston Texans are always going to do stuff like that, bad decisions. They're not a winning program. They're going to hold people until they're not good anymore. They're going to waste their careers. Read it.
That's pretty much what. They're known for wasting.
Good job, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Careers. I read it 3 days ago, Coach.
They're known for wasting careers. And then DeAndre Hopkins tweets,
dang,
when Dre speaks, you listen.
Wow.
Arian
Foster. Andre Johnson doesn't talk much. He's a quiet dude. He doesn't, when he was a player, you didn't see him talking trash. He was just out there.
Well,
show
why,
up,
Coach?
Play.
It's a thing with Andre's. Andre the Giant, quiet dude, but big.
Wow. Yep. So they just don't talk?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't need to. He lets his play speak. He's not a diva.
But if he's hungry? What does he tell his wife? Does he say anything?
So they're saying Deshaun Watson wants out, which is just, I don't know what the Texans are going to do. So then I came up with a little game for you guys. Do we have any game show music?
Yeah, Coach. Let me use some from the main show.
If you're the GM, would you give up these people for Deshaun Watson? Tua, if you're the Dolphins GM, would you trade Tua and the number 4 overall pick for Deshaun Watson?
Are you going to give us the list first and then we say?
Everyone is different.
Okay, Tua first, yes. I would trade Tua.
Yes, I would trade Tua.
Absolutely. You would trade Tua and what should be the Texans pick back to the Texans for Deshaun Watson. Good. If you're the Jaguars.
Good. So there's a right and wrong answer here?
No.
So we agree with you or you agree with us, then it's good?
No, I was just saying good. Let's move on.
Okay, sorry.
The Jaguars, they have the number one overall pick. And most accounts, it's going to be Trevor Lawrence. Do you give up the number one overall pick for Deshaun Watson?
Nah.
Yes, he accounted for, I believe the stat was over 80% of the offense from the Texans this year. I'm a believer in Deshaun Watson ever since he went to Clemson University. He's great. Give it to him. I would do that.
When you go to Vegas, do you go to a game that you've already kind of seen how it plays out?
You talking about roulette, Coach? What are you talking about?
Maybe. It could be roulette. Could be one of your favorite games. Or do you go to the one slot machine where it says you can win $1 billion? Do you go play blackjack? Because you know you can make some money. But I can't make $1 billion with a slot machine. Doing blackjack.
That's a great point.
So do you go to the slot machine, which is Trevor Lawrence? You don't know what he can do.
This might be the best analogy you've ever done.
Thank you.
Keep it going.
He could be worth $1 billion. Or you've already seen your boy, who are we talking about
again?
Deshaun Watson.
Coach, keep the analogy strong.
Okay, you already seen. He's the blackjack table. What do? Pick it.
This one I struggle with.
It's easy.
It's not
the slot
easy.
Machine.
I go black.
Because everyone is saying.
I love blackjack.
That Trevor Lawrence is a once-in-a-generation talent.
You don't know, though.
Like, got whooped.
Well, but that's a team sport, Coach.
Yeah, it's a team sport. He didn't.
Never knew that. Thank you.
Oh, it's 11 people on the field, Coach.
12, you count the fans, 20, Coach.
22, Coach.
Coach, don't forget about the
12th
man.
So you're going to be very
well, there's
upset.
There's referees, too, on there.
If you have what is the next Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, but Deshaun Watson is a top five quarterback already established in the NFL, what do you do? The Jaguars have a lot of draft picks, a lot of money to spend. So you bring Deshaun Watson in. God, this is a tough one. But I do
not that tough.
I don't think I trade it because they are the Jaguars are starting over, so they're young. They have some good offensive weapons, but with Trevor Lawrence, you're building for the future. I think I keep the number one pick.
Good.
Now, if you're the Los Angeles Chargers and I call you up and I say, "Hey, I'll give you Justin Herbert," or you want Deshaun Watson, you want Justin Herbert, do you take my call? Do you trade Justin Herbert for Deshaun Watson?
No. No, I like where we're at right now. I saw last season, towards the end of the season, we were making waves, figuring stuff out. I like the way we're looking for next year. Keep it the way it is.
Yeah, give me Herbert or give me death. I love what I saw from him. He was great in The Sims. I knew he was going to be good. Herbert all the way, baby.
Hey, GM Lunchbox. Houston, I am sorry. I am going to hang on to Justin Herbert.
We've already known you're in love with Herbert.
So. I love Justin Herbert. He had an incredible rookie year.
He made us money by not winning nine games.
So I would like to say thank you for your offer and good luck, you know, with you and Deshaun. Hopefully you can patch that relationship up. I'll hang up and listen.
What do you love about Herbert? You love his butt or what?
Okay. Now, I'm the Houston GM, and I call up, "Hey there, producer Eddie, GM of the Seattle Seahawks."
Huh?
Yeah, I'm wondering if you'd be interested in trading.
Nah, dude, I'm the guy that sits next to you every day. I don't GM the Seahawks.
I work next to the sports GM.
I'm wondering
Lunch,
if you
got the wrong number, dude.
I'm wondering if you'd give up Russell Wilson for Deshaun Watson.
Huh? The hell out of here. No. Hang up and listen. That's my answer. No.
Right?
I'm answering you with one thing. You call me, you want Russell Wilson for D. Watt.
Yeah,
I'm ahead. I'm hanging out. I think it's a prank caller.
Three for go. Oh, wait a second. I see where you're going with this because you loved him at the beginning of the season, but he proved to you that he's never going to be an MVP. Go ahead.
Russell Wilson has won a Super Bowl, but to me, Deshaun Watson is a bigger, better version.
No, I don't think they're bigger. What are their sizes?
Russell Wilson, maybe 5'11", Deshaun Watson, 6'2".
What bigger, though, Coach? Not taller.
If I'm the Seahawks, I would ship Russell Wilson out.
Whoa.
Deshaun Watson's 25 years old.
Deshaun Watson, wait.
He's younger. He's a bigger, better version of Russell Wilson. So I would take, if I'm Seattle, I would offer them Russell Wilson for Deshaun Watson. And, hey, let's go for it. Let's do this. I appreciate you, Russell. Thank you for winning us a Super Bowl. But you can go on to Houston, and we're going to take Deshaun Watson. Thank you very much.
Wow, 220 Deshaun Watson, and then Russell Wilson, 206. My bad. I stand corrected.
How old is Russell Wilson?
I don't know.
Well, he's right there on his Wikipedia page.
Oh, he's 32.
Oh, yeah, you got to trade. That's a 7-year difference. I don't know what he's listening to.
No, nope, sorry about that, guys. Ended up going live to the impeachment trial. Wrong button.
Okay, next. Let's hear a bit.
I mean, we're just going to take 20 minutes to let you guys listen to this.
My fellow Americans, I rise today to stand against our enemy. And to clarify, our enemy isn't
ISIS. Okay, cool. That's it. That's all we need to know. Now.
Talking about ISIS?
Forward that link along to the news talk. That
hey,
was
up
the
there
wrong
in Baltimore.
Show.
Hey, okay, Baltimore.
Coach, how many people are you going to call?
You calling every city?
No, there's only one more. There's two more. This one and one more.
I know who the last one is.
I'm calling Puerto Rico.
I'm going to go area code 214, if you know what that is.
Hey, what is Baltimore, are you willing to give up Lamar Jackson, and we'll send you to Deshaun Watson?
Okay, Coach. You shouldn't even have done that.
Hey,
one.
Hit it, Ray.
Eddie, your 214 reference? Nice. Dallas County.
That's going to be the last one. I know it.
Wow.
Coach, okay. For your answer and my answer for Lamar, hit it.
Hello, Baltimore here. We'd like to trade.
Nah, get out of here.
Yeah, Coach. I'm not even fielding that call.
And you know he's going to, oh, hold on now one second.
If you
want Lamar? Yeah, take him.
Okay.
We've tried.
Honestly, you can't play this game.
We have tried.
You can't play this game.
Why?
You're the one calling, now you're answering?
Now
you're calling yourself.
If Houston calls me as the GM and they want Lamar Jackson for Deshaun Watson, who's the better quarterback? Deshaun Watson, you give me Deshaun. Absolutely. We've tried to make Lamar a better passer. He can't throw the ball to unless they're wide open. You want Lamar? Have him. Here you go. I would not be able to say yes.
You sound like you're talking to a crack dealer.
I would not be able to say yes.
That's how you talk to your kids?
Fast enough to get Deshaun Watson to Baltimore and get Lamar Jackson on down to Houston. See you later.
That's a terrible call.
Okay, are you ready for the last one?
That is a freezing cold take.
I'm dialing the number now. 214.
Are you calling the Titans? Cool. Take Tannehill.
You would take Deshaun Watson over Tannehill. It's not even a question.
You're right.
That's why it's not even in the game. That's not even hard to think about.
You're talking about the Vanderbilt team? Never mind. Not bad joke.
What?
No. Next one, sorry.
The last call I'm going to make
214
is up to the Green Bay Packers and them over there at Lambeau Field.
Coach, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. You got the number one seed in the playoffs. But I got a question for you. Now that it's the offseason, you had a great season last season. We don't know where it's going to end up. We'll just predict that they're going to lose in the NFC Championship game. Hey, guys, you know, you're reevaluating your roster. Any chance you'd want to send Aaron Rodgers down here to Houston and we'll send you to Deshaun Watson?
You're waiting for our answer.
Give me Rodgers and the backup, and it's a deal.
Here's my answer, truthfully. Coach, you have that gunshot ready?
Yeah.
I'm scared right now, Mr. GM of the Houston Texans, because I have a gun to my back right now. I can feel it. That's Aaron Rodgers. And if I did this, I'm afraid he would do this. So, no.
No. No gun to your back. We locked him
out. No. He's there.
No.
Coach, I don't have a slingshot sound effect.
No, I need to
know. Eddie, a water gun? Eddie, do you have to go with the gun?
Eddie, that's a little insensitive right now. Can we do squirt water guns?
So, you really?
I would be scared.
That. Scared of what?
Aaron Rodgers.
You shipped Brett Favre out.
He doesn't want that.
Brett Favre didn't want to be shipped out.
Aaron Rodgers runs the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers didn't want you to draft Jordan Love in the first round last year, but you did.
We know who the real GM of the Packers is. Aaron Rodgers.
So Aaron Rodgers wanted Jordan Love drafted last year?
That one.
Ray.
Is Cheese Curds the GM? Coach, was that a trick question?
Ray, what is your answer?
I said, yes, if I can get Rodgers and the backup, Love. Then it's
no. What I'm saying, if you're the Packers, would you trade Aaron Rodgers for Deshaun Watson?
Yes, because Deshaun's got more years. Rodgers maybe a couple left. He loses this year, he's gonna get even more depressed.
Why? I mean, Brady's not gonna retire anytime soon.
I feel like Rodgers gonna Calvin Johnson us and just go out early.
I bet you 5 more years of Rodgers.
How much you want to bet on that 5-year future bet?
Easy. I don't have a lot of money in the account.
In 5 years, we got to pay off a futures bet. Eddie's on the phone. Who the f*** is Eddie?
This is another one. It's a no-brainer.
Is Says you have some kind of futures there.
Deshaun Watson's 25 years old. Wow. Aaron Rodgers is 37.
Yeah, he's on a walker.
Coach, what are you doing?
I have so many years of Deshaun Watson's prime, and you're going to tell me you want Aaron Rodgers? Yes, we already drafted a quarterback that we were going to replace Rodgers with next year, so we might as well get him out early because, listen, Deshaun Watson, he's better than this Jordan Love guy we drafted last year. Absolutely. You got to go like the Bill Belichick cloth. Get rid of him a year too early instead of a year too late. Aaron Rodgers, you and your attitude that no one likes and we just put up with because you're a pretty dang good QB, we're going to ship you down to Houston
because you're
and
one
we
of the best.
Are going to take Deshaun Watson. That is awesome. Deshaun Watson, there are so many possibilities. There's only a few quarterbacks in this whole league I would not trade for Deshaun
you're
Watson.
Not calling 214 next?
No, I don't. I'm trade shocked. Dak in a heartbeat.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Deshaun
Ray, would
Watson.
You?
Yes.
Coach, are you sure that, is it Arlington? Where's the stadium at? Arlington?
Yeah, Arlington.
I don't know if that's 214.
I think it's probably still 214.
Just be sure on your county lines, because that's Dallas County.
You could call the wrong number. Coach, look, you can't mess with a dude that's been in the hospital, has been sitting at home watching the games from the couch. Like,
Coach, are you talking about yourself?
Coach, I didn't go to the hospital for COVID.
Coach, it sounds just like you.
Yeah, I don't understand why you can't.
Coach, he's a good quarterback.
He's good, but he's not as good as Deshaun Watson.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right.
No. Go ahead. Keep your point.
I'm just telling you, everybody likes to tear Dak down. But
I think Dak is good.
You would get rid of him in a heartbeat.
For Deshaun
we
Watson.
We finally found someone that's really good for our team. Really good for our team.
But what if someone's better? You don't want to upgrade? So you drive a
Who's younger?
I would say Deshaun Watson.
I don't think so.
Coach, let him do his analogy. Lunch, go. You drive a nice car.
I mean, you have a nice Toyota Tundra, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sponsorship deal he's working on.
If you like one, too, you can go to Cool Springs Toyota.
You got a 2005 Toyota Tundra. It runs nice, no problems. But they pull up in front of your house with a 2020 Toyota Tundra.
You're
not going to say, oh, you know what? I want that one. You're going to keep the one because it's still good for my family.
What about a Jeep?
No.
Because Franklin Dodge Jeep Ram, I mean, they've got all sorts of deals for you right now if you go see them. And you don't have to go to the showroom. Go online.
Guys, in
Franklin Dodge Jeep Ram.
Dak Prescott is 2 years older than Deshaun Watson.
Oh, maybe it's Franklin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
So there you go. Dak is 2 years older than Deshaun. Deshaun's a better quarterback. You still keep Dak just because he's good for the Cowboys.
I mean, what do you mean
I'll
they're
older? I'll back that up.
I mean, Coach, McDonald's is older than Wendy's. You still go to Wendy's. Like, what the hell does it mean how old they are, Coach?
Because quarterbacks are different. It's a totally different ballgame.
Yeah, the restaurant's a little more sustainable, Coach. I mean, sure, they can change the ingredients every now and then, Coach, but for the most part, you know, they don't age the way football players do.
Yeah, I mean, the food, it's different.
Although, I saw an Applebee's the other the holiday break in the middle of nowhere, Coach, and it was kind of booming. And I'm like, you know what? This is the place where an Applebee's can still be alive.
Call the local mayor. Why was it booming? They should be at a capacity, Coach.
Coach, I didn't stop. I just saw a lot of cars in the parking lot.
Then, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, on the Sore Losers Facebook page, Kevin Reed posted something that I want to say is spot on. I agree with you 100%, and I didn't know if I was the only one that felt this, and it bothered. Anyone else tired of this? Drafting Jordan Love propelled Aaron Rodgers to have this great season narrative? No, Rodgers has been and is just this good. There's been slight stumbles, but many of their reasons, and none of it was deserving of the offseason talk that sports media was spewing. Kevin Reed, you are exactly right. Aaron Rodgers is not any more motivated because they drafted Jordan Love.
Kevin Reed, would you take Deshaun Watson over Aaron Rodgers? I'll hang up and listen.
Kevin Reed, you are so right. It is such a stupid narrative that all of a sudden, because they drafted Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers tried
Who
harder and was more motivated.
Who said that?
Listen to the national media. It's all over the place.
I don't listen to them.
It's all over the place. That is the stupidest take It's just so dumb.
I just feel like you're yelling at me when I never said that or believed it.
Hey, freezing cold take alert. Good job.
Jeez, man.
Twitter writer.
All right. Yell at me when it's something I believe.
Coach, was that on our Sore Losers Twitter?
No, it was on the Sore Losers Facebook group.
Let me see the post. See if anyone else disagreed with Kevin Reed.
I didn't see. I just saw it and I didn't read the
looks
responses.
Like great. I see four answers. Spot on. You're right. I agree. Well, all right.
Guys, listen, so speaking of the Sore Losers Facebook group, they're doing something to help kids over there if you want to bet on the NFL playoffs. I believe it's the Super Bowl. You can buy squares. So it's there.
How does that help kids?
Half the winnings, half the money goes to the winner, half the money goes to the kids' baseball team.
I'm out.
I want all the money.
I mean, can you imagine if I joined MG? What's your place, Coach?
Oh, action247.com, Eddie. Thanks for the shameless plug.
You picture me on action247.com and being like, hey, whoa, how much did I win? $5,000. Oh, let's give that half to kids. I don't think I would ever say that.
Well, it's paying for a baseball league. I don't know. They can't do a fundraiser this year because of COVID, so this is a way to raise money. But
what, they squat on our kidding. Facebook? Kidding.
What I'm saying
hit the
is
commercial.
There has to be a better way, and it's not taken out of my square money.
there has to be a better way. Give them ideas. Go work with them.
No, I don't have time. That's not my responsibility.
You don't have time?
I don't have time. I'm busy.
Yeah, me too.
I got two
That's
kids.
That's why I couldn't get you that clip.
No, you just said, then I just won't bring it up next time.
I know, because I don't have time to get you a clip.
If you're there, it takes one click to send the email to Ray. Hey, we're going to play this tomorrow.
I was on my phone. It never takes one click on your phone.
Oh, my God. You're so
annoying.
So
lazy.
You know how people say they're busy?
Yeah.
I'm always curious. I wish there was a database where there were actual stats so that, you know, there's people that say they're busy. You have a TV anchor. Oh, I'm so busy with my family and kids. Eddie says he's busy. Lunch says he's busy. What if there was a database where you could look it up and see, honestly, the first ranking, who is the most busy?
What do you consider
That'd
busy?
Be moms.
I hate to tell you,
it's all
taking
women.
Care
it's
of
all
kids,
women.
Right?
The dudes are at the top, or the dudes
For
are at the
sure.
bottom.
I mean, like, we all dudes, we go to work, you know, the ones at work, and we're just like, it's so busy at work. That's nothing compared to what moms are doing at home.
Oh my God, does your wife listen to this podcast? Are you trying to suck up or something?
Good job, Eddie.
My wife literally has no time to do anything. It's freaking crazy. And it pisses me off too. And I'm like, why are you cleaning up after them? Make them clean it up. But she doesn't.
Coach, you sound like you're having to talk with us. You're going to have to.
Why are you yelling
kids?
At us?
Because you feel my pain. Your wife's probably always cleaning, huh?
She could clean more.
Coach, you're stupid.
His wife doesn't
No, she
listen.
Could. She could clean more.
Well, then tell her.
I mean, I do.
Do the opposite. Say, I need you to clean more.
After a while, you're just like, okay, whatever. Like
that might be
care.
A funny bit. No. Everybody goes to their wives and says, hey, you need to clean
I
more.
I can't because she would punch me in the face.
Coach, you know what mine would say?
What?
She would not only punch me, she'd kick me to the curb.
Yes.
I'd be in jail.
But,
coach.
Ray, how
I
is
feel
she?
Like
Ray,
my wife
I don't
kick
understand
me in the
why
balls
to clean
first.
At Ray's house. There's nothing to clean. It's Ray and his in bay. There's no. It's not a mess.
What do you mean? You lived alone with Ray, and it was the most disgusting
coach.
Place I'd ever seen.
We were in our early 20s.
Who cares? Same thing, Coach. What are you acting? Kids are the only ones that make messes? You make a crate. Look at your corner right here. You make a mess. And it's just you.
Look at my corner. There's a couple pieces of paper.
It looks like you just cleaned. Oh, down there, Post-its. It's a mess.
Coach, I will say, apartment living is a little bit more difficult because you have to be cleanly. It gets cluttered so easy. In a house, you can spread out the clutter.
What I'm saying is,
if I remember,
I now
being
realize.
A,
I've thought about that.
Like, when I was a single dude, I could have been a lot. It's so much harder. It's so much harder with kids to keep anything clean. You clean, and 2 seconds later, it's a mess.
Well, here's my take. Like, just make them clean it up.
My kid is 10 months old. He doesn't know how to clean up.
Excuse me? My baby, who's like almost two. That's fine.
That's not 10 months. That's a year and over
a year
older.
But also, that baby's not the one making the big mess. It's the other one.
No. He dumps toys everywhere. I don't know.
Well, then tell him no.
Well, no, I want him to play with the toys.
Exactly. I don't.
Great.
Oh. I'm like, you're not playing with that right now unless you're going to pick him up with daddy. Pick up. And then I go, look, bucket, toy, bucket. And I show
it. Oh, God. Is that parenthood?
Coach, get ready for that crap.
That just terrified me right
Because
there,
as soon
Coach.
As you're like, I said bucket, your wife's like,
shh. Nice. The other kid's sleep.
And then I'm like, okay.
Okay, so I'm supposed to yell at them while whispering?
And then sarcastically, I'm always like, toy.
No.
Bucket.
What we do at the end of the night before bedtime, we play the cleanup song.
Baby shark.
It's some, I don't know, we heard it at Christmas with my sister's kids. They get it from daycare.
Like, is it a jam? Should we put it on the show, the radio?
Yeah, if you YouTube cleanup song. Okay. Just YouTube it real quick.
Like, what's its deal? Is it a smash or what?
It's like a little kid cartoon. And it's like, clean up your toy. It's like a fun
hey, all
clean
the labels
up song.
Are going to hear it and be like, hey, I like the sound of that. And, Nico Jackson.
Hey, and the kid
on
now,
channel four?
He likes the song.
Wait,
and so he
this?
Always says, before we go to bed, clean up song. And so you play it.
The baby says that?
No, the older kid.
Oh.
This is it. And you start cleaning up. It's crazy.
Time to clean up, everyone. Let's pick up our clean up.
And let him sing at lunch.
Clean up. Everybody clean up, clean up.
That's every night, Coach?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, gosh, Coach. I thought this sports genius was watching sports. Come on, give me a beer and some raw beef. And no, it's this.
That's after the cleanup song, dude.
I'm the sports genius. That might be the worst song I've ever heard.
But
Coach, look up the poop song.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Are you going to get me to some smut site?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. The poop song for kids.
Great, Coach.
Like, it's amazing. And Ray, you're going to learn something. Kids are, they want to do the same thing over and 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 over again.
That's it.
Mom, I need to pee.
Do you need my help, sweetie?
I can do it by myself. When you need to pee, pee. When you need to pee, pee. Go.
Is that what's playing at your house, Eddie?
Sometimes.
I thought there was poop.
Oh, my God.
I mean, not just at the house, Coach. Whenever I'm driving home, I do that one.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Got the pee-pee.
Wow.
You ready for kids, Coach? You got 14 of them or 24 of them coming.
Coach, 23. Get the number right.
My bad.
Yeah, 23 and me, dude. Come on.
Unless we lost one of the eggs in the freezer. But I think once they're frozen, they're all fine, Coach.
Don't talk like that, Coach.
But, Coach, it's before they're an embryo, Coach. It's an egg.
Still, he's thinking about something right now. Or she.
No, they don't.
It's not a he or she yet. They have to connect. They have to connect to be a he or she.
Coach, they
need it's a nothing.
It's never enough.
Coach, they
it is a nothing.
It's something.
It's nothing.
It's got to be something.
It can't be anything until it connects with Ray's side.
Do you ever do photosynthesis?
And excuse
how the
me?
Plant gets fertilized?
The way plants go towards the sun?
Maybe the wrong thing there, Coach. I'm bad on that one, Coach.
It's all right, Coach.
All right. Well, congrats to Alabama and Nick Saban.
What the heck?
It's 104.
4 days ago.
They listen, dude. But you got to – if you are not – like. If you watch that game,
Alabama,
the first drive Alabama had, it was over.
Why don't you tweet that?
Well, I turned it off at halftime because Ohio
sure the
State
game was
just
over.
So they couldn't. They were so much smaller than Alabama. Uh-oh. They couldn't tackle them. They couldn't do anything to stop them. It was just like, okay, this is over. We can't even go. I mean, the Najee Harris would run, bounce off one guy. Bounce off another guy. About 6 yards later, he'd be tackled. It was just like, wow, man, this is going to get ugly.
Yeah, but at
quick.
Some point, though, I thought everybody in Alabama was going to get hurt. I mean, everybody's
It didn't matter. Their third stringers come in, they were going to beat
I know
Ohio
why they
That's not
Waddle.
What I was worried about. I'm worried about all these dudes going to the NFL next year, and we could see a career-ending injury happen.
Now, yes, Nick Saban should have not had Waddle in that game.
I mean,
all he was doing is waddling.
He was waddling to the field and then waddling off the field.
Absolutely. Nick Saban failed that kid 100%.
Damn.
And Nick Saban came out and said he wanted to play. I told him, you can play as much as you want or as little as you want. But you have to understand, a college kid in the national championship thinks, I'm going to play. I'm going to be tough. But Nick Saban, you know he is good enough to go to the NFL, and you can't. At some point, you have to step in and be the quote-unquote,
mentor
that you're supposed to be, the
yes.
leader of your program, say, listen,
Father figure.
We cannot risk your future. You have a future in the NFL, and an injury could derail that and end your career.
Yeah, that's so on you, Saban.
So you need to sit on the sideline, and I'm sorry, you can't play. You have to do that. He was not in any way good enough to play in that
Saban,
game.
Saban, if he tells you jump off the bridge, would you do it? I didn't think so.
Yeah, would you let him? Hey, I want to jump off this bridge. Well, no, you probably shouldn't do that.
No,
you would tell him no.
You would tell him no. That would be the smart answer. Instead, you let him waddle on the field, get more hurt, and then waddle back off.
Gosh. I mean, one play caught that one ball.
And then Heisman got hurt. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're going to kill Heisman's career. Get him out of there. Who cares about this stupid game?
Let some lineman that was hurt play the last play of the game.
Get him out of here.
No, that was cool. That was cool.
Oh, my bad. We're now switching over to the cool area.
No, that was cool.
I know it was.
It was the
Coach.
Kneel down.
Was it a Make-A-Wish? What was it?
No, it was a senior tore his ACL in the SEC championship.
There was a torn ACL, a Waddle, and a Devontae guy who
and
looked
so
like
when it was the last play of the game and they were just going to kneel, he went let him go out there and snap it so he could play in the national championship. I thought that was a good move.
How many broken bones
Saban went from
on
terrible
that
to good, and I mean he did one bad, one good.
Any of the Ohio State linemen try to take him out when he
no,
did?
No, oh okay. My God, how bad would that have been?
That was the one time
that
Ohio would have
been
State,
a brawl.
Coach, that was one time Ohio State stopped him and they put in the guy with no ACL.
And hey, I read a tweet from AJ Hoffman, food for thought. Every recruit who has ever committed to Alabama in the Saban era, assuming they didn't transfer or leave early, has won a national title.
Yay, good one. I'll think about that one.
That's incredible. Do you know how dominant that is?
Why are you yelling again?
Because you guys need to be more. You guys don't get excited about anything.
I didn't even watch the game.
That's an amazing stat.
How's he supposed to get excited, Coach?
They went to bed at 6.
I mean, it was men against boys. 10 out of 10, Alabama would have won that game.
That's exciting.
And I guess locks isn't doing locks anymore because I never even got credit for calling that. But that's all good.
Well,
no, we only bash.
There goes that friendship.
No, never when I hit.
There goes that friendship.
I think he stopped listening, honestly.
Well, I think some of you guys did.
No. What did you do to him? You guys broke up?
No, I was at that hotel room.
No, I think it was at the bachelor party when you guys were making him do the bar and he was in the
tank top. I wasn't there, Coach.
That's right. And lunch was ragging on him for being in a tank top. I think that's when our friendship ended.
Oh, sorry about that.
And then
man.
We ragged on him all of Monday's podcast because he was wearing a tank top.
We done?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
All right, we're ready to go.
I know you guys were ready. I mean,
no, we have a meeting. Call. We got a
did you not like
call.
My? You didn't even like my game?
No, I loved your game. Coach. It was great. But I want everyone to know before we get off right here. So I want everyone to know that I started this podcast saying that I wanted to read something. But as you noticed, it never got brought up again. And even though
I thought you read it.
No.
You read the Chase Claypool. What is that?
So I want everyone to note.
Wait.
Food for thought. That's exactly
right. Did
how
he
this
not read the Chase
runs.
Claypool thing? I thought that's what you wanted.
I did too. And Eddie, also, since you didn't get to read that, why don't you do it in your own post show on your Instagram?
Perfect, Coach. I'll
why
do
don't
that.
You just read it right now?
I may just start my own podcast. All right.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Thank you, everyone.
Eddie,
thanks
how,
for listening.
Hold on.
Time out. No, stop.
Up.
Stop.
What?
I don't want
I
you.
I think everyone just witnessed to see. Witnessed
you
exactly
said
how
you
this
wanted to read
down.
Something, and you read the Chase Claypool. So then I thought that's what you wanted to read,
Coach. I said I wanted to read something, and then you jumped right in to James Harden. So I said okay, and I saw the rundown, and it did have James Harden first. So I stepped back, but here we are, the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Listen,
guys.
This is how Caller Daddy
read
broke
them.
Up.
I moved
Alexander
our meeting
Cooper
10 minutes. I moved
and
our meeting.
Sophia with an F.
Would you please read them?
Nope.
This is how Caller Daddy broke up.
Well, who's Caller Daddy? What are you talking about?
That's
podcast?
Another podcast.
Yeah.
Oh. Would you please read Cooper. What you wanted to read? Because
I don't even know where it's at. I moved on because
it.
I started looking up Andre Rison and
I don't know why you
Deshaun
look up Andre
Watson.
Rison. We didn't talk about Rison at all.
All sorts of people, Coach. So I don't even know where those
are. I need you to read them.
Where are they now segment?
Not a bad idea.
Would you please read them? Like, I thought you were talking about the Chase Claypool, but would you please read them?
Here we go. Ready? Here's the first tweet.
No. Why don't you read them?
I'm already gone. I gotta go.
What?
Done. I buzzed. Show's
no,
over.
I don't know. Come back from the buzz and please read what you're gonna read. This is what pisses me off.
Oh,
see?
Hey, left from the buzz.
That's so annoying. You can't come back from
the buzz. Coach, you can read them in a week. Are they generic? Are they timely?